got a new show for y'all.
That damn Sam Smith, man. I tell you what, he's gonna burn in hell. He's gonna burn for eternity. And that's a long time. All that damn sinning, all that worshiping the devil.
They just looking for attention. Look, we talking about him again. Yeah, that's all he's doing. They're looking for attention.
He's smart, though, man.
He's smart, man.
No, I'm reading that book.
He's manipulating us.
Yeah, I'm reading the 48 Laws of Power. Sam Smith, I know he read that book, man.
Yeah.
He's manipulating people. He's powerful because he's pulling strings. He got all these damn conservatives talking about all this damn sinning he's doing. Is making him more popular.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, man. Very talented man. I don't know why. I don't know what would possess you to suck the devil's dick like that, but hey, to each his own.
I believe in freedom. This is the United States of America. I believe in freedom.
But sometimes there's a line you don't supposed to cross. You take your freedom, you abuse your freedom. You know, I ain't no damn communist. You got the freedom to do so, but man, you're ruining the kids.
Hey, let me say this, Kevin. So I was
going. No, you ain't ruined the kids.
I wasn't going to talk about the Grammys, and you know, it's just I don't even watch that stuff. But it was just one.
I don't watch basketball anymore either, man.
Yeah, I just y'all.
They're
just
a bunch of damn Black Lives Matter supporting a bunch of kneeling sons of bitches. That's why I don't watch y'all no more. Well, LeBron off. I cut him off.
That's that First Amendment right, though.
I know it's that right. Yeah. It's my right to cut him off. You got your freedom of speech? I got freedom too.
Hey, let me say something.
There was freedom of First Amendment? There's repercussions to the First Amendment now.
Hey, let me say something.
Just because you got the freedom to do something don't mean there's going to be ramifications.
Repercussions.
It's going to be some damn consequences for your actions.
It's going to be some fallout. So let me say something.
That's why I banished the NBA from my house. Condemned them. Condemned.
All right, let me say something.
That fool just, LeBron, you know, all-time leading scorer now. Didn't watch it.
That's unbelievable, actually.
Yeah.
I mean,
Well, he's got technology, man. He's got, you know, it's been some advances in technology.
Well, remember when Kareem?
Yeah, Kareem, man, when he looked like an old man when he scored that. He needed a cane, a damn walker, everything. LeBron James, he looked like he's 26.
Yeah.
How do y'all think he do that? He's just drinking milk? Taking vitamins? No, he on that good stuff.
No, hey, LeBron is on that shit. That dude aging like wine.
Yeah, man.
All right, so I want to talk about this one 10-second.
The real reason why we want to talk about the Grammys.
Yeah, just check out this video. Okay, before I get to the video, you know how, like, some advertisers, they don't want to advertise on some videos because it's a bad look for them.
Yeah.
Now you hear about advertisers pulling
ads. They only say that about a conservative. Let me state the obvious. They only do it when it's conservatives.
Yeah, but I get that.
Or anything that's remotely right-leaning or moderate.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying?
What you saying?
If it hurts the company's brand, they don't want to advertise on some content.
That's bullshit. They don't care. I'm looking at a comedy sketch. I'm looking at a video. They don't care what ads on there. Really, truly, they don't care.
They don't care.
It's just they just say that, you know.
Yeah.
You know everybody's saying that.
Yeah.
They don't like freedom of speech, man.
Yeah, get your hand off
them. They don't like conservatives. Why they do that?
Yeah, stop touching me. All right, so watch this out. This video I'm about to show y'all encapsulates corruption.
Just let us know in the comments what sticks out to you.
This video, I'm going to say it again, it encapsulates.
Encapsulates?
Encapsulates corruption. Check it out.
You gonna burn in hell for this. You gonna burn in hell.
Grammy Awards is sponsored by Pfizer.
Yo, Pfizer's in bed with the devil.
No, seriously, people don't notice little stuff like this.
Yeah. Pfizer, man, money don't make the world go round. That's old. That's outdated. Pfizer makes the world go round now. Yeah. All this money they making off of them
I mean, they made nine new.
Oh, for the bat sauce?
Yeah, there's nine new. I think it's nine new billionaires just from this vaccine. That, you know, if you take it, you can still get catch COVID and still spread the shit. You can still die from it. But it's damn good vaccine. Remember when that vaccine come up? Hey, you don't have to wear a mask anymore.
Yeah.
You're not going to get sick. You're not going to spread. You're not going to die from it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then up in Australia, you know how they locked everybody down? Everybody's getting the vaccine. They was going to, hey, three people died today. All of them vaccinated.
Yeah.
And then they cut all that shit off. Now, don't tell them if they're vaccinated. That's none of nobody's business.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, in UK, mm-hmm. if you heard about this in the UK, if you're like not a sick person, got comorbidities,
yeah. or you're a healthy person,
or you're under the age of 50,
yeah,
they're not even giving those people the booster.
Yeah, so makes sense.
No, you don't makes need sense. We're not giving it to we're only giving it to sick people or people that's got a high likelihood of falling prey to the bat jizz. They're doing that in the UK.
Yeah.
If you're like 30 in great shape, they're going to say, nah, get the hell out of here. Yeah. We're not giving this to you. I wonder why.
And don't forget now, let me remind you, they had to change the definition of what a vaccine actually is.
Yeah, vaccine used to mean you get immunity
used to
what?
From it. Used to bring.
What?
What'd you say?
The definition of vaccine used to mean it gave you immunity.
Oh, you threw an L in there the first time.
Yeah, I got
you said mean.
I got some Herschel Walker going on over there. I'm from the South like Herschel. I throw an L in that bitch. I throw an N and a couple of M's in there. Definition used to mean it gave you immunity.
Yeah.
Now, they changed the definition to cover for these pharmaceutical companies. They changed the definitions to cover. You know why? Mm-hmm. Pharmaceutical companies, rich, powerful.
It's not money make the world go around. It's pharmaceutical companies.
Well, they're making all the money. I mean, that's a very powerful. Think about this. They pay all this money to the Grammys, to all these news networks, millions of dollars, essentially funding that operation.
Yeah.
How likely are they to come forward? You know what? Somebody I know got that vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
Heart exploded in the chest.
Yeah. Hey, dude took the vaccine, walked down the street, passed out, died.
Yeah.
They're still trying to say that well, I don't want to go too in detail about this, but a lot of people feel Pfizer, they haven't admitted yet that it causes blood clots. They're fact checking people on that. I don't know if it causes blood clots.
It's just a correlation, and correlation does not prove causation.
Yeah. Hey, but if enough people get the damn clot from that bat sauce, I mean, when do you step in and say, you know, we have causation, you know?
Yeah, and who's doing the investigating? Pfizer's doing the investigating.
Y'all talking shit about all these police officers investigating themselves, right? But nobody want to talk shit about these pharmaceutical companies investigating themselves.
Yeah. And then it, fuck it. That's a damn good show.